Hello, packaging community. It's Christian Ellis from Packstaff. You may have heard we're launching a podcast. We're calling it Packaging and Speaks, and I'm very excited to be joined by Jesse Schwartz.
Elizabeth Jeffries.
This time I'm joined by Danica Van Beek.
Camille Kaur Chisholm.
We talk to packaging engineers about their lives and career growth and their vision of the future.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Christian, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Early on in your career, if you get the opportunity to move. Just do it.
I came back, people were like walking downstairs with boxes. The admin was crying and like, oh, they started.
Yeah, I'm a parent. Didn't know what that was going to be like.
I don't think it matters what your major is. As what happens in most careers as you age up, your degree is less important than your experience and competency.
Let's see if we can just do better. You can still have this beautiful packaging and have that great formula.
So everyone's looking at me like, what is wrong with her? I'm snapping pictures of this thing in the doctor's office.
Think about toothpaste, okay? So some toothpaste is just a tube and some toothpaste is a tube in a box. Like every single toothpaste box is going to get thrown away.
It's not an embarrassing thing. It's just a fact of life. Everybody doesn't know everything, but if you can work through your network to find the answer, your client is going to be pleased.
We're trying to like put the data behind it, and data makes changes.
That's basically a master class right there.
Being aware of your own limitations
yes.
is also very useful.
I love fixing other people's problems.
One of the things I like about consulting is like I get to do the things that I enjoy doing, which is like helping other people make their packaging work, because I genuinely, like, I love packaging.